This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. This is the Real Title of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, last night we had a little contest. I don't know, you want to call it a contest, whatever. I basically said the fifth person to donate in any way to the show, the cause, the legal fund, whatever it was. Fifth person that I would give one of the Donald Trump bobbleheads too. And we had three people that were within, I mean, literally seconds of each other. Okay? And so I thought about it last night after the show, and I said, you know what? I'm going to give, and when I say seconds, I mean, you know, one was 44 seconds, one was 42, one was 45. But all in the same minute. So I decided that I'm going to give all three of those people. I'll be sending them a bobblehead. And I guess you won't know who you are until you get it. I love stuff like that. Anyway, Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get engaged, get involved, get informed, and then open your mouth. It's really that simple for me. And once you get this information, then run with it. It's okay. Don't mind. You know, on the theme of what I was talking with Zoe about in the last segment, last hour, I truly believe now that they are actively working to push us into a race war. You know, when you talk about states now come up with reparation, mostly Democrat states, well, actually all Democrat states, because they know that Joey B will bail them out no matter what they do. It's a way to get it done without putting it on the federal government. And when you look at some of the other things that are coming down from the feds, the bailout of the states that have been majorly mismanaged. I mean, you look at $150 billion for the state of California. For what? They're $180 billion. Right now, they're $180 billion in debt for unfunded pensions and other things, but that's the bulk of it. So what the money's going to do is not fixing what happened during Corona. It's not doing anything in that light. Very small amount of that. It's going to bail the state out. Joey B is bailing out Nancy's nephew who drove this state into the ground. Same thing with New York. You know he's going to bail out New York as well. So it's again, they're driving us to a point that they're looking for a war. They're looking for a fight. And the stuff we do, the headline, I mean, think about what the headlines, some of these headlines are that we're seeing. A Rhode Island lawmaker now argues the dress code is oppressive. He calls the Senate a white Western space. Has undertones of white supremacy. So the Rhode Island Senate Tuesday passed. Now, this is a Democrat-run legislature. They passed an entire guidelines that sparked an uproar for allegedly imposing standards that were biased for white people. Rhode Island Senate Rules Committee was debating a provision that would mandate legislators maintain decorum by dressing in certain ways. Such a bad thing, isn't it? I wish teachers would do that. I wish teachers would set an example for the kids. And I mean, I'm not saying they all do, but we have some that think they run a college campus, not a high school campus. Teach the kids how to dress, how to present themselves in the business world. Senator Jonathan Acosta, a Democrat in District 16 out of Rhode Island, he argued that legislators of varying backgrounds were affected by the ethno-racial class nexus. These people are way overeducated, obviously. He informed what they considered to be appropriate dress. And he said the frame that you bring to the decorum might be different than the one that I bring for decorum, but does not make mine any less valuable, he said. He suggested the authors, whom he said could explain why this type of rule is so oppressive. So suggesting that somebody wear in the chamber, when you're there in the chamber, you know, you're on the floor, suggesting that someone wear a shirt, tie, and coat, that's so bad. What do you want to get up there with a t-shirt? Maybe a pullover? Is suggesting you wear a polo shirt too white or something? I mean, I don't understand what the problem is here. You want the job? Dress for it. Have a little respect for the chamber. Have a little respect for what's going on. The section of the debate read, the president of the Senate shall preserve decorum and order in the Senate chamber. While in the Senate chamber, members and staff shall be required to dress in proper and appropriate attire, such as blouses, dress slacks, and collared shirts with the accompanying jacket. I don't know. Sounds okay to me. Costa argued that it was super inappropriate for a white male Senate president to bestow normative judgment on what people can wear in chambers. I still like to know why. Now I'm looking at this person in a picture you can't see. Obviously, Ray, kind of hard to see on radio. But he's got his hair, what is it, little cornrows? I guess what they call them, right? He's got earrings on, a full beard, mustache. Very relaxed in his dress. That's not what you do in the Senate and or congressional or assembly chambers. Joe Mateen, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
Feel the rhythm now. We shall be singing together, you and me. All night, holding hands and moving on. We shall be singing together, you and me. Come on, baby. We shall be singing together.
Double Theater, your host. You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I want you part of the solution, not part of the problem. And the way you do that, obviously, right, is to be involved. I always appreciate the stories you guys send me in, and I really to keep them coming. I don't get to them all when you ask me to, but I will get to them. Don't you guys... Oh, yeah, that works. Don't you guys find, or at least I do anyhow, that it's amazing? I shouldn't say, they're not double standards. The Democrats have what they believe to be standards are. What they believe that they should live by and what rights they should have and how much power over us they should have. And if you vary from that, then you're a bad person. Think about what that says about them, where they believe themselves to be. You're a bad person, period. We're talking about assembly person, I guess it is, a lawmaker out of Rhode Island. Now, he doesn't appear to be black or Hispanic or anything else. He looks like a fairly white guy, if you would, even though his last name is Acosta. And you look at how he's dressed, look at how his hair is done, and he's upset that they want a level of decorum. They want a standard, if you would, in the Senate there. They want you to dress a certain way. Why is this a problem? Why is it a problem to present yourself as a professional? I don't think you should be allowed to wear ripped jeans, sneakers, whatever, an old shirt into the Senate. See, they have respect for nothing. They have no respect for the law. They have no respect for anything, really. Whatever they believe, it's what I've been saying. Think about it. Whatever they believe to be truth, whatever they believe is the right way to act, whatever they believe is the right thing to do, has to be the right thing to do. He goes on to say, when talking about I love this. I just love the way he strings these words together. He argues that it was super inappropriate for a white male Senate president to tell him how to dress, basically. When a series of senators defended the rule, Acosta suggested race and class. Now he's going after everybody. He's the only guy that's right. Everybody else is wrong. He says, folks use expressions like professional, presentable, appropriate. What it really means is white collar, Western dress. Well, yeah, you are in the Western world, so to speak. Right? He added that he wanted to make sure that his colleagues acknowledged that the Senate was a white-collar, white Western space. Why? Why do you have to make sure that happens? Because you believe it is? Everybody has to agree with you? Narcissistic much? If that's what necessary to be in this space, then is that what you're all saying? The only function of this type of form of norm is to exclude. It is to say that which does not belong here. No. It says that you're being held to a higher standard. It says you should dress the part of being there. Is it necessary? Maybe if you don't own a suit or nice clothes at all, you have a jeans, and you've been elected to that position, well, you're getting paid well. Go buy some. Here's the line that should make your back shiver. The only function of this type of norm is to exclude, because it tells you what doesn't belong here. You see how they look at things? And I'm looking at this fellow saying, there's no joy in this guy. And because it excludes, because a white guy is laying it down, then it's only stuff that has to do with white collar and white people. If I were to adopt that costume, which I have in the past, he added, it is my first year teaching. I wore a shirt and tie every day. I came to realize that what I was doing was reaffirming to all black and brown poor kids that I was teaching that in order to be successful, you had to try to look an approximate whiteness. No. In order for you to be successful, you dress the part. The shirt and tie and coat doesn't denote whiteness. It denotes professionalism. And now we're forcing that message down the throats of all residents of Rhode Island. You see how everything, and I told you this a long time ago, everything was going to be racist. Everything was going to be a slight on the black and Hispanic community. Everything. Let me tell you what, just because they say it doesn't mean it's true. They'd like you to believe that. You remember years ago when the study came down, they went out of their minds that liberalism was a sickness. It was a mental condition when they get this far down the road. I wouldn't let people say that on the show, if you guys recall, if you've been listening forever. Now I got to stop and say, when you get to this level, yeah, you've got a problem. Associated Press reported that this criticism surfaced in other areas. I mean, there are people in New Zealand and other parts of the world that decided the tie is a colonial noose. You know what? When you have other areas of the world where the indigenous people, the original dress or what have you, is totally different. Maybe somebody's been elected from an area that the dress is totally different. I would not expect, because of the attire that they have, let's say, in South Africa, or maybe even in France or wherever, I would not expect them to have a suit and a tie on if that's not the norm dress in the business world, in the professional world there. Why would you? Why would I put that on them? Democrat Senator Louise DePalma, who chairs the Rhode Island Rules Committee, vetted the revised mandates, arguing that the dress provision is broader than those in other state legislatures. It's not about judging how anyone looks, he said. Dress code and decorum are about respecting an institution. He's right. It's over 200 years old, right? Decorum isn't necessarily how you dress, right? Decorum has something to do, too, with how you act, how you present yourself, how you deal with other members. Do you want this to be like, what is it, the Taiwanese government, where they're throwing chairs at each other? Is that proper decorum? I don't know, it might change some things, but... Senator Cynthia Menendez from East Providence, she countered that this year's dress code is more specific than the chamber's previous one, which simply required all persons on the Senate floor to be properly dressed, period. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Be back in a minute, don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Multiple locations are reporting injuries as tornadoes rip through the south. The Calhoun County, Alabama Emergency Management Office says at least 5 people have been killed in Ohatchee. In Pelham, Alabama, there's reports of heavy damage.
We've got trees and power lines down. It is essential, please, stay off the road so first responders can get in here to help these people.
Public Information Officer Ainsley Allison. Governor Kate Ivey offered condolences to all of those impacted by the storm. the National Weather Service has tornado watches and warnings in effect. During a news conference, President Biden discussed the surge of migrants at the border. He said he's made arrangements to help more children.
Secretary of Defense has just made available Fort Bliss, 5,000 beds. Be immediately available, 5,000 beds in the Texas border.
This is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. That's what you want to be. You want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem. So again, you know what? Just make sure that what you're spewing, what you're talking about, is real. So we were talking about the Rhode Island legislator that got all upset that they're telling him now how to dress, which is not really true. They're asking him to dress appropriately, not just him, everybody. Dress appropriately, carry yourself appropriately. It's really that simple. Doesn't require a college degree to figure it out. And even some of his colleagues are going, don't know what the big deal is, deal with it, get over yourself, right? This is a colonization language, said Menendez, another legislator. The need to remind everyone who's in power. It always starts with what you tell them to do with their bodies. Really? Isn't it funny? Are these people ever happy? Ever happy? I mean, except when they beat on a conservative, then they're happy. Or pseudo-happy, or happy for a few minutes anyway. Notice that everything is an affront on them. Everything is aimed at keeping them down. Although I still don't know who them is because we have thems everywhere. Right? I mean, seriously. Blacks, Hispanics, Asians, in every walk of life, in every kind of business. But it's to keep them down. We ask them to shower, we ask them to clean, and it's, you're not just asking blacks and Hispanics, you're asking everybody in the chamber. Show up clean, neat, put together with a nice suit, clothes, shirt, whatever on. Maybe I should use this as an example. Show up to my school board meeting with, I don't know, loose-fitting shirt, maybe a t-shirt, I don't know. Because I don't want the white man telling me what to do. This is how stupid this is. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732-5563. The story of the week, though, it's got to be this one. Have you heard about now think about this. Think about this carefully. Kamala Harris and Billy Bob Clinton are going to host an event for empowering women and girls. The only one missing is that is what's her name? Katie Hill. Now, some of you may have missed that. Let me do that again. Kamala Harris and Billy Bob Clinton are taking a stage together to host an event on empowering women and girls. I mean, seriously, Kamala Harris, who makes no bones about how she made her way to the top, sleeping with a married man. I mean, we can go through. You already know the history there. Billy Bob Clinton, who sexually assaulted women, took advantage of women. The two of them, absolutely no respect for women. And they're the ones that are going to teach women how to be empowered. I wonder how that's going to go. Billy Bob telling women how to... That's how you get to the heart of a man. On Friday, Vice President Kamala Harris said she's going to hold a discussion about empowering women and girls in the U.S. and around the world. Joining me will be Billy Clinton. Well, she said Bill Clinton. The event will be hosted by Harris's alma mater, Howard University, and the Clinton Globe Initiative. You know, that group that gets all kinds of money and doesn't really spend it on what they're supposed to. Other speakers on various topics will include Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser, Georgia Democrat, Stacey Abrams. She's a good role model, too. Her organization is being investigated now for voter fraud. Good for her. Hillary Clinton. Hillary and Chelsea Clinton. Hillary Clinton, who actually shamed, victim-shamed Bill's victims. Does anybody, do they not even, are they not self-aware at all? Do they not see the hypocrisy behind this? A sexual assaulter, one who used sex to get to where she is today. Right? Hillary Clinton, who covered up for her husband sex crimes, sexual assault, alleged rape in one case. And Chelsea Clinton, what is she going to tell them? If you have parents like these, you too could be paid $600,000 the day you step out of college to be a reporter or a journalist in an area you have absolutely no experience. Really, think about it. It's a curious sort of event, isn't it? They didn't invent Paula Jones or Juanita Broderick. How about Monica Lewinsky? She would have been a great one to bring up on how to empower women. How about women who actually beat their... Look, I don't much care for her today, but there's a whole bunch of people you could bring on, women of color that have made it, that have, you know, work their way over insurmountable odds to make it today. Why don't they ever bring on truly honest, successful people to do this, I wonder? In their announcement of this event, the Clinton Foundation billed this iconic event as a one-on-one conversation. Boy, Billy must have loved that conversation, that title. One-on-one conversation with President Clinton and Vice President Kamala Harris. They're going to talk about the impact of COVID-19 on women. You notice that COVID only impacted the black community, the Hispanic community, and women. Apparently, nobody else was affected by this. Just an observation, in my opinion, she says. But might be the safest place if we do this virtually for women and girls. Of course! You don't want them that close to Bill Clinton. I mean, seriously. It's just amazing, right? You know, when you think about what's going on again, she gets out there. She giggles. She has sent people to jail, for God's sakes, for doing what she does. She held back information that a guy almost was almost killed over this. She says, as a woman, it's hard to know where to begin on this one. powerful men and their groups have been the unspoken elephant in the room since time began. President John Kennedy's marital extracurriculum activities were about John Kennedy cheating on his wife were actually common knowledge, even to his wife. It was a different time then. What, when did it end? In the 80s with Clinton? His wife knew Clinton was cheating. Whether you're a woman who had a husband with a roving eye or not, the general attitude was, well, boys will be boys, and you just look the other way. Well, no, not really. I wasn't brought up that way. I mean, seriously, I wasn't brought up that way that boys had a right to do whatever they want to do to women. This is your family. This is how your family brought you, what they got you to believe. She said, times have changed. Attitudes about men who get handsy with women now or not their significant others have definitely changed. The days of women putting up with guys like Dabney Coleman's sexist pig boss character in the movie 9 to 5. Well, what about the women that have become more aggressive? Right? What about the women like yourself, Camilla, who did what she wanted to do with men to get what she wanted to get? And then if you didn't get what you wanted, you would have blamed him for it. You would have accused him of doing something to you that you didn't want. Now, have men done this in the past? Yes, and it's wrong. Are they doing it now? Sure, at times, and it's wrong. Right? Nobody's trying to say any of this is okay. But for somebody like her, and Bill Clinton, and Hillary Clinton, to be talking about taking advantage of women and how bad it is, I just find that amazing. I mean, seriously. It's like Hitler stepping forward and having them do a symposium on being an anti-Semite and how bad it is to be one. So I'm a senior host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You are listening to Real Time on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Really, seriously, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, okay? Right? Be part of the solution. Don't be part of the problem. This is just amazing. All right, so look. We heard about all of the Republicans that try to overturn an election, that try to get involved in the Georgia election, try to get involved in the presidential election, try to overturn the will of the people. Well, isn't that funny that you're not hearing any coverage over Pelosi and team trying to overturn an Iowa election right now? Because they want power. They just want more power. The Republican Governor Kim Reynolds of Iowa said, potential push by the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi to overturn GOP Representative Miller Meeks of Iowa's razor-thin victory. Now remember, they did a recount and she still won. So now what they're trying to do is they're trying to remove her, in essence, from Congress, Pelosi and team, but really don't know why. Reynolds argued at a news conference on Thursday that if the Democrat-controlled House overturned Miller Meek's certified victory, it would be a forecast of what's to come. The Democrats don't care about the law. Can we get this straight? They don't care about the rules. If we did the same thing they would be all over us for acting like Nazis in the Gestapo. I mean, seriously, I don't agree with the governor like it's a forecast. It's already come. They are already going down these roads. They are already trying to get in the way of any Republican ever getting elected again. Which is why that they're pushing really hard to change the laws in Iowa. She says, if the Congressional Democrats' wide-ranging election reform and campaign finance bill becomes law, it's over. State election law will basically be wiped out. But that's not true. Rick Reed came up with not with a plan, but says it plain and simple. If the feds push down some kind of law on how to do an election, then the states should come up with their own laws and follow the Constitution to the T on Election Day and actually have two separate elections. One for president, one for state. And with the presidential one, follow the letter of the law of the Constitution. Now, Milam East defeated Democrat Rita Hart by 6 votes out of over 400,000 cast. Right? It was the closest margin in a U.S. election in nearly half a century. Hart was challenging the results, which were certified by the state following a recount. As she points to 22 discarded ballots, she says, would have made her the winner if they were counted. But rather than go to the courts, she asked the Committee on House Administration to investigate. Now, the thing behind that is as though now you've got Democrats who run the committee, they're going to decide whether a Democrat should have won or not. Doesn't that make sense? I mean, well, these people are so thick, or they're so sure of themselves, one of the two, that the Republicans will never get control again. So if they pass all these things and Republicans get control again, they're done. First of all, you can back them out. They can change the laws in a heartbeat as well. And then what if the Republicans finally grow a spine and decide to play the way the Democrats play? Pelosi provisionally seated Miller Meeks in January when the full House was sworn in. Asked 2 weeks ago by reporters if she might potentially remove Miller Meeks, Pelosi said there could be a scenario to that extent. Any potential move by the House Administration Committee to award the victory to Hart would have to be approved by a vote in full chamber with a fragile majority. Pelosi can't afford to lose any Democrat votes. I mean, can you believe this? Just a majority? They should be two-thirds. Reynolds, as Iowa's governor since 2017, took aim at Hart, saying that if the Democrats disagree with the certification results, she had the option to challenge them in the court system. Instead, she decided to skip that totally and went straight to Nancy Pelosi's Democrat Congress. Sounds like she's above board, doesn't she? Rita Hart isn't just asking Congress to overturn a state-certified election. She's asking Democrats to throw out Iowa law in deciding which votes count. She actually asked Congress to quote, depart from the Iowa law. See, they don't want to be held to the law. They want us held to the law, but they don't want to be held to the law. And these are stories that most people don't know. You need to be talking about these. You need to be telling people about these things. The showdown in the House comes just a few months after congressional Democrats pushed back on President Trump's repeated false claims that there had been a massive voter fraud and that the election was stolen from him. That was a bad thing to say, apparently. Very small but growing number of House Democrats are breaking with their party's leadership in the Iowa showdown. Democrat Representative Dean Phillips of Minnesota, he wrote on Twitter that losing a House election by 6 votes is painful for Democrats, but overturning it in the House would be even worse. Hours later, at the first report by a local news source, Democrat Rep. Chris Pappas of New Hampshire said the Iowa election has been decided. I wonder which ones will actually go against Nancy Pelosi. Right? The election was certified by the state of Iowa. Miller Meeks was sworn in, what, 3 months ago? The Republicans challenged electoral votes on January 6th. The election is over. The election cycle is over. It's done. Reynolds and her comments also tie the current showdown to a Democrat sweeping election reform bill, which passed along party lines but faces an uncertain split in the Senate. How many of you think that Mitch McConnell is going to hold ground? How many of you think he's going to give? You know, when you think about what's going on there too with the bill, the new Voter Act or whatever they're calling it, H.R. 1, which is scary. They federalize the elections. Constitutionally not good, but federalize the elections. That means that the feds will decide who gets elected and who doesn't on a regular basis. They're saying it would increase or improve access to the ballot box by creating automatic voter registration across the country. By ensuring the individuals who have completed felony sentences have their full voting rights restored. The bill would also expand early voting, enhance absentee voting by simplifying voting by mail. How do you check all this? How do you track all this? You can't. And they know it. You know, I've always said the same thing. If you have such a great product, why do you have to cheat? I do not understand. It's infuriating and it's draining. It drains you, not emotionally, but physically. Because you're sitting here thinking, really, these are the people supposed to be above board, transparent, everything done by the book. No one's above the law, unless you're a Democrat, then you're above the law. And it's not going to end there. You know it's not going to end there. All right, let's talk a little bit about Hunter Biden again. I don't think he's back in the news, but he kind of is. I think you heard about the story earlier today. He had a gun incident at a market in 2018. Now, it led to a police investigation, but it was really weird because we had the feds get involved in this. Police responded to an incident in 2018 in which a gun owned by Hunter Biden, remember the son of President Biden, remember him? It was thrown in a trash can outside a market in Delaware. The story was reported by The Blaze last year. Then again, Politico reported it last week. There's a source with knowledge inside that the police report said that it indicated that Haley Biden, the widow of President Biden's late son, Beau, who was in a relationship with Hunter at the time, threw a gun owned by Hunter into the dumpster behind the market that's near a school. Nobody really cared, right? The firearm transaction report reviewed by the local news source indicated that Hunter Biden purchased a gun earlier that month. The market confirmed that the Delaware State Police were called to the market. They called the police. The owner also said that they showed up. He turned his surveillance tape over to them. And nothing happened. Why? Because at some point in time, the FBI got involved. They asked for the paperwork. They went to the gun store owner and wanted the original paperwork. And have you heard anything about it? Nothing's happened, has it? Yeah, nobody's above the law. Right. So I'm going to see your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up. Talk more about the recall of Newsom in the next hour.